It's Friday, January 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two areas of interest today. Cybersecurity threats in the energy sector are very real, and Las Vegas is attacked. And a review of the themes of CES. This is the Business of Tech. Cybersecurity company Dragos is warning that tensions in the Gulf appear to coincide with a rise in interest in hacking groups targeting electrical grids, power companies, and other utilities in the U.S. Per their report, at least three hacking groups are capable of interfering with or disrupting the U.S. power grid. And before we do the CES roundup, Las Vegas itself was hit by a cyber attack this week. The city did not reveal which systems were hit or how the attack happened, but on Tuesday, as CES was gearing up, the city government detected it had been compromised. The Vegas government appears to have detected it early, but there is no information on who was responsible for the attack. And let's talk themes from CES. For those that missed it, last Friday on the podcast and in videos this week, I talked about four trends I was watching for. Here they are. First, 5G. As predicted, phone announcements were not the buzz, although AT&T did announce they would offer 15 specific 5G phone models, and Verizon noted 20 5G devices this year. Samsung showed off a 5G car built by BMW. 5G was put into laptops by a number of manufacturers, including HP. The trend to watch comes later as we talk about ambient computing, but think 5G as an option for connectivity. Next up, gaming. This is one area I was wrong, in that there were not a ton of announcements around specific gaming tech that impacts a lot business-wise. There were a number of new form factors for PCs, and I highlighted some new modular computing configurations on the live stream I did on Tuesday. Besides some new PCs, this trend will likely advance later in the year rather than now. On to smart homes, where there was a ton of news. Amazon's displays included a fridge, board games, dog treat toys, and even a bed and an Alexa-powered toilet. They also partnered with ExxonMobil to let customers pay for gas with voice commands. Toyota showed off a prototype community of the future it's building near Mount Fuji in Japan, where it will create a lab of tech including self-driving vehicles, robots, smart homes, and personal mobility with no human-driven vehicles. More and more sensors appeared for health companies, including stress, calorie, blood pressure, and smart glasses for dyslexia. Ultrasense and Sentence showed off tech that made technology more subtle, such as using sound waves to create touch surfaces out of plane surfaces, or Mui Labs showing off making smart displays out of a natural wood surface. Virtual video calls were shown off by Spatial, showing actual holograms for video calls. This tech is specifically focused on enterprise customers. My interest is around privacy and ambient computing when I think smart home. I covered some of the privacy moves on Tuesday's show, and I'm still reasonably unimpressed with the outcomes. On ambient computing, this is a consumer trend for sure, and I expect to see more of it in business. I'm not sure the SMB services space is ready for it. Most of the management tools are very unprepared, and I suspect the service providers are too. Opportunity alert. The fourth trend I was looking for was services. Uber showed off a flying taxi, Ford showed off delivery robots, Amazon showed off using Alexa in kitchens, and several startups are focused on ghost kitchens, which are restaurants that are delivery only with no physical front end. Cloud Kitchens is one company in this space. Nthing showed off a vertical farm system designed for shipping containers, and a number of exoskeletons were also shown off at the show. From a services perspective, two things. For those who caught the post-Christmas episode on exoskeletons, you will remember that the surprising thing about the new hardware was that it was being offered as a service rather than a capital investment. Cloud Kitchens is another example here, where a whole new business can be leveraged. The flying taxi and delivery robots give us examples of the way tech is going to change what's possible. The takeaway is to make sure you're not stuck in any old thinking about what is possible. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, if you do value the show, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, giving you access to updates and new events. I appreciate that your time is valuable, and you've given me 5 minutes of it to listen and learn. And thank you for these small things that really help me grow this to be sustainable as my new full-time role. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you're interested in the live streams and video content, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch to catch all that content. See you on Twitter, and have a great weekend.